Well, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF, and it was on this date that former Vice President Aaron Burr went on trial before a federal court in Richmond, Virginia, charged with treason. That was back in 1807, and it was kind of an interesting story that got him there, so I thought I might share that. And of course, remember, if you like these history segments I do, you can always find them online at our website, kggfradio.com. Click on the community tab and go down to On Demand, and I post these little history segments on there if you'd like to listen to them in your leisure. But yeah, Aaron Burr was a vice president back in the day, and the way he became vice president is he was running mates against Thomas Jefferson, and it actually came down to Alexander Hamilton to cast the tie-breaking vote to decide who would become president. And at that point, sort of, Aaron Burr thought he might, really had it in the bag because he had was old friends with Alexander Hamilton. But Alexander Hamilton had, in recent times, sort of grown to resent him politically, I guess is the best way you could put it. He called Aaron Burr dangerous in a newspaper and said that he had a despicable opinion of Aaron Burr. But yeah, it came down to it, and Alexander Hamilton voted for Thomas Jefferson, who became our third president, whereas Aaron Burr went on to be the vice president. But he was absolutely furious at Alexander Hamilton, who was his old friend. So he actually ended up challenging him to a duel in the middle of July at some point, I think in early 1800s. I can't remember the exact year, but they met for a duel. But it was just a couple of years after Hamilton's son had been killed in a duel. So when they met to shoot, Hamilton pointed his pistol straight in the air and just didn't even try and hit Aaron Burr. But Aaron Burr did not return that courtesy, and he shot to kill and ended up killing Alexander Hamilton. He fatally wounded him. He died the next day after that duel. There were sort of questionable circumstances surrounding Hamilton's death, and that sort of brought Burr's political career to an end right after that. Nobody trusted him. He was basically charged with murder, even if he wasn't charged, but he was accused of murder, and he just sort of spent the rest of his days in dubious political position. After that, he fled to Virginia, and he met up with a old U.S. general, I believe James Wilkinson, who was an agent for the Spanish. And of course, the exact nature of what the two were plotting is kind of unknown, but historians have speculated that they could have wanted to establish an independent republic in the American Southwest, or maybe just return some land to the Spanish. Who knows what they were actually planning, but either way, Wilkinson got cold feet and didn't want to betray the U.S. anymore, and he ended up selling out Aaron Burr, saying that it was all his idea, and completely sold him out.
Yeah, it was really a sad turn of events for someone who had been such an important part of the founding of our nation and declaring our independence from Britain and helping us obtain that independence, for Aaron Burr to have gone through the life changes that occurred with him within himself, to winding up in a duel with someone who had been really a very close friend to him and a good friend for a lot of years, and then to wind up, in a duel.
Right.
Shooting him when he aimed his pistol upward.
Right.
And I think that, they set up those duels so there were no witnesses to see exactly,
what had happened.
What had
so
gone down.
That was why it was dubious circumstances, yeah.
Each had a man with them, I believe. But the doctor, of course, there would be a doctor there who was kept out of the sight of the duel, just so they couldn't be asked to ever testify as well.
Right. But yeah, he was eventually tried on grounds that he was conspiring against the U.S., which nowadays he would have been tried guilty because he was actually conspiring against the U.S. But he, because the letter of the law said that you had to commit overtly, you had to have an overt action against the U.S. At least that's
and
how it was specified
was
in the Constitution.
And his was clandestine.
Yeah, exactly. So he didn't have an overt action, so he was acquitted. But nevertheless, the public just absolutely condemned him after that, and his political career was done. He went and bummed around Europe for a few years before he returned to New York, and I think he died in New York. I'm not totally sure. I think he went on to be a lawyer there for a couple of years before he just sort of died in a relative obscurity. But yeah, he was an interesting individual. Other than that, though, he was an orphan. He graduated, I believe, college at that time being about our high school equivalent nowadays, but he graduated college when he was something like 13 years old, maybe younger than that.
And that was kind of the thing between Burr and Hamilton. They shared a very similar childhood,
right,
in terms of being orphaned and growing up alone and then, you know, working hard on their own, really, their bootstraps to get their education.
Right. Hamilton was motivated, I think, a little bit differently than Aaron Burr. Yeah, he wanted to be an officer, and he also had a lot of just sort of run-ins with. He was kind of a hot-headed individual. He got into some scraps when he was young, but.
And I think Hamilton, in some ways, looked up to Burr, and Burr at times really kind of dismissed him.
Well, sure. And
but,
he was his officer for a little while in the Revolutionary War. So
eventually they became very good friends. And, you know, it's, like I said, you know, it was
a dramatic turn of events.
Dramatic turn of events, a terrible end to a friendship.
Absolutely. Well, you are listening to the Mighty 690. These are, again, little history segments I enjoy doing, especially on 1776 era history. It's one of my favorite time periods in American history. If you'd like to view these and some other ones I've done on, say, Ernest Hemingway or the Korean War, you can go on to our website, kggfradio.com, click on the On Demand, and just pick one of the topics that I've added there for you.